Hey there, I'm Kevin Daisy.
And I'm Eric Olson.
Join us on our journey to building a $100 million company. Hey guys, it's Kevin. Today, onboarding a new team member and how important it is to us and our process. So, just like onboarding a client, onboarding an employee or a team member is just as important to us. We want to make sure that we do it right. Everything is perfect. They feel welcomed and they can start working the first day. So I'll give you a little bit about our process. This saves us a lot of time. It sets the right expectation to what this new person can expect. And it makes sure that we can show them the best experience possible, right? So our process is pretty lengthy. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but when I took a look at it before recording this, it's over 50 steps that we take to onboard a new employee. So it's quite a bit of work. And usually we used to rush this and say, oh, we're going to get you to start this week. And the reality is it took way more time than we realized. And we want to make sure that we're not skipping steps or rushing things because then we don't give that experience that we wanted. So now I believe it's a week to 2 weeks. Maybe 2 weeks before we can have someone really properly onboarded. And again, we have over 50 steps that we go through to do that. So some of the cool things that we do, obviously we want to have a great experience. So we want to set up their desk, order their laptop. We have a custom array digital journals that we give to each employee so they can have for our daily huddles and taking notes and stuff like that. Anything they need, monitors, we have these motorized desks that go up and down, whatever it may be, we make sure we know what they need. We have it pre-ordered. We put everything on their desk nice and neat and clean. We get their space all set up, a chair, whatever it might be. And then we do a handwritten letter that I will put on their desk, welcoming them the first day. Eric, the CEO, he'll do a letter and sign a welcoming letter that's a little bit more formal than mine. Mine's just kind of a handwritten thing that I say, we're happy to have you and all this stuff. And then the first day, we've already got all their paperwork and we've got all those things set up and accounts created. And we are ready for them to actually have a good day, meet people. We make sure that they get to meet everyone and feel like they're part of the office. And it's always great, too, if it lines up with the day we can go to lunch. But really, we just want to be about them that day. Of course, they got to get some paperwork done. They got to sign some stuff. We do two-factor authentication and for accounts and different accounts that they have to log in, software, all that stuff. So it's just, it's a heavy day on them anyway. But what they don't see maybe is that 2 weeks leading up to that, how much effort our team puts into onboarding a new team member. Thank you for listening. I hope you heard something you can implement in your business right away. Find us online at journeyto100million.com.